Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John Wargle. Hello, Father John.
Hello, Danny.
We are here today to talk about we're talking about Genesis chapter 2. We made it into there.
Yeah, we're starting this whole idea here. This is one of my favorite topics, and that is sacred space.
Oh, yes.
I love sacred space.
Me too. In my life, I've had so many experiences, great experiences of sacred spaces, spaces where I find that I can feel God. And that, you know,
right.
was in the giant church in Strasbourg, France, you know,
right.
this gorgeous
right.
cathedral, and then out in nature or in my garden working. So those are all sacred spaces
to
me.
Or as Jesus said, in your closet.
Right, yes, right. The prayer closet, yes.
Yeah.
Or at worship in church.
Sure. So, you know, we just got done with chapter one, and that's the big cosmic view, okay? God is building this massive cathedral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all liturgically based. We talked about that many times. It's all within the context of the liturgy of the sacred week, moving toward the Sabbath, which is the day of rest. And we talked about that not being, God was not tuckered out, right?
Right, yeah. It's my mistake on that one.
It's the beauty of enjoying what is made. And it's also relational. And that's what chapter two is, okay? The big picture in chapter one and in chapter two, we've got the idea of sacred space. Mm. Now, God is everywhere. Okay. But he's always somewhere in Scripture.
Right.
Right.
Somewhere.
Yeah. That's the mystery, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And where he is, where he encounters space and time, that becomes sacred space. Right. So I like to look at chapter two being the Holy of Holies.
Ah.
Okay. You have the temple. Moses was to build the temple according to the pattern that God gave him. Right.
Yep.
And we get a sense of this enclosed place. And in the temple, there was the, you know, the outer court, you know, and then there was the place where we called the holy place. And then you had the most holy place.
Sure, that inner sanctum.
That inner sanctum. And I like to look at chapter two as being that inner sanctum.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't read that in commentaries, but That's my take on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't really prosper and grow apart from the idea of sacred space. I remember when I was in the Protestant church, I heard a pastor preach saying, this space means nothing to us other than the fact that we come and congregate here. Once we leave, it's just like being a warehouse somewhere. It's nothing. Of course, there was no symbols in the church at all. All there was a pulpit in the middle, which basically tells you that what they really think is sacred is Scripture.
Is the word, yeah.
Right, and they're trying to avoid images.
Mm-hmm.
That's called iconoclasm.
Ah, okay.
Which means breaking images. Okay, that was condemned in early church. But they fail to realize that words themselves are symbols.
Sure, yeah.
Right? And so they live basically without sacred time or space because they don't have a liturgical calendar, which is that we talked about time being both the cyclical, the sacred idea of time, and also linear time. Mm-hmm. Right? So a lot of people in our culture, even Christians, are living without sacred space and sacred time. What does that do to you, Danny?
I mean,
you think about it, right?
Well, it's just a separation from God, because I find God so often in that particular thing,
right,
in those spaces.
That's because God made us to live in a place.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
We're not just embodied temples. We are that. And walking around in a subjective realm of self, we're living in an objective reality, a material reality.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And chapter two is that material reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. Okay. It's beautiful. And so next time we're going to walk through the whole thing, looking at all the motifs.
Oh, good. That's good. Because when I read through these verses preparing for today, there are so many great images.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're all building blocks for our knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
The Hebrews didn't do theology in propositional, Aristotelian.
Too many big words.
sort of phrases. Like, you know, I mean, there's a good way. That's a good thing about that. I would love to be an Aquinas scholar, but I can't be.
Yeah.
I just don't have the brain for that. But Aquinas did say this. He said, the image is a principle of our knowledge. It is that from which our intellectual activity begins, not as a passing stimulus, but as an enduring foundation. When the imagination is choked, so also is our theological knowledge.
Wow. Okay, so he was saying that the images are the foundation of all
right.
that we think intellectually,
right.
how we move or how we're directed to
right.
think intellectually.
That's right. And sacred space is packed full of this, as we shall see when we get into the nuts and bolts of our first environment. The environment that God originally made for us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And as we shall see from Lost from the Fall, right?
Sure.
But we all have this intuitive knowledge that we're fallen from something.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're missing something. We have some sort of nostalgia.
Sure.
And where does that come from?
You're right.
It comes from the fact that we're not in the place where we were originally intended. And chapter two gives us a very specific image of what that is.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. And then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
We're not in the place where we were originally intended, and chapter two gives us a very specific image of what that is.
Yeah. Wow. One of the things that I noticed, I don't know if you want to move to this point, but one of the things that I noticed was that in chapter one's creation narrative, God was so far removed from the actual creation. He spoke it into life.
Right.
And all of that. But in chapter two, as it's happening, it seems like God is much more present and much more part of humanity.
That's right.
Close
right.
To us.
And that is the ideal of Sabbath life. It's the blessing of creation, God and man at table, like that song, at table, sat down. I mean, it's a very moving thing, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
It's what Christ came to bring back to us.
Right. And anytime you eat with family or something
right.
like that, that's the best. That's
that's
the time when you're closest to
that's
all those
right.
people. So same with God.
Yeah, we're made for nourishment. Of course, we're going to talk about the trees next week as well. And nourishment is a relational idea, just like you're talking about. You don't sit down with enemies and
right.
and have a feast, right?
Right. And that's why coming to worship at Mass and being with a community that's gathered
that's right.
there
that's
to
right.
feast on Jesus
exactly. at the,
that Eucharistic feast,
right,
is so beautiful and so.
Yeah, I mean, what you're telling me is this, and it's right, that when we come to Mass, we're coming back to paradise. We're coming back to the world made right.
Ah, yes.
It's mm-hmm. where we humans get together and we worship. And we worship by giving of ourselves to God in response to what God has given us in Jesus Christ. Love is sacrifice. It's a love feast, okay, so to speak. And we would look at our neighbors and said, you know, I'm willing to die for that person, just like Jesus died for me. And sure. there's a tight bond there. How could, you know, and if you're willing to die for somebody, you're willing to live for them.
Right, sure, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Right. So sacred space is fundamental to worship. That's true of our church. That's why the church building is so important. Mm-hmm. It's why you have all the symbols.
Sure.
And a lot of these symbols are taken from Old Testament imagery, not only a temple, but also creation imagery. It is the world made right.
Yeah.
And then with this encounter with God, we then go out into the world and spread the paradise that we
Fine.
Experienced yeah. in Mass. Now, this is not only true, Danny, about our corporate worship, but our own individual worship.
Okay? Sure.
Because yeah. you mentioned something about the sacred space you like to build, like garden. Tell
sure,
me about that.
Right. Yeah. So I do find that when I'm tilling soil, when I'm planting seeds or plants, things right. like that, when I'm there in that space, there's a definite beauty. And
what is it that you're doing there? I mean, you are in paradise.
Sure.
Because garden motif is the most fundamental of the whole holy of holies, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've found it in so many other places, like I'm sure that you have and other people have, that things like Niagara Falls or, you know,
sure.
the Grand Canyon.
Anything that inspires awe, because we are yeah. to live in awe.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. In chapter one, we are awe of the transcendent. Mm. In chapter two, we're in awe of the beauty that's right around us and that encircles us. You know?
And it does seem like it's unfortunate. And even in my own life, there have been plenty of times when somehow I've separated myself from that awe for a long enough period of time that I don't find it easily anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we do today. You know, we don't spend enough time being awestruck.
That is right. And you know, not only we have this sacred space, we should have a sacred space. And I often tell people, you know, in confession, they said they want to get their prayer life
in order.
In order. I said, sacred space, sacred time. So when we create sacred space, like in the church, it's soothing and it connects with us because we want our interior sacred space to resemble that peace that we experience in that, the beautiful, the good, the true, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
And we should also build that in our house somehow. I always tell people, make a little shrine in your house.
Sure,
find a spot. I usually say, take a couple candles, light them, have an icon. Again, the visual, the motifs, mm-hmm. maybe of Jesus.
That's statue, why we're not, crucifix.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah, the crucifix. Scripture that's open, mm-hmm. where all of the imagery that the scripture's, you know, built on. And, you know, light your candles. And then sit there. Sometimes you may not even do anything, but just sit there and get recollected. That's what they call that. The mystics call it being recollected.
Yeah.
Where you can put your crazy thoughts, which swing like monkeys from from tree to tree.
You just described all of mine.
Where you can sort of just calm them down and really come to the place where God can speak to you, okay? And often he doesn't speak in words. He speaks in silence.
Hmm. In fact, sure. Oh,
silence
yeah.
is the language of God, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Now, God can make a noise. Okay, as we shall see, they heard God coming to them in the garden,
yes.
which was not a pitter-patter, okay, feet, yeah. oh, God's coming, you know, tripping along, right?
Yeah.
No, it was a terrifying thing, you know, because when theophanies came, they came with utter force, transcendence, the mysterium tremendum. It's the rex majestatis. It's the king of majesty coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God does speak to us in, you know, in silence as well.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So two things we need, you know, sacred space and sacred time. Both of these we see established in the first two chapters of Genesis. That is fundamental to our worship, fundamental to our prayer life.
Yeah. I know that in when I do a quieting prayer, contemplative prayer like that, then it does take me a while to calm it down.
Oh, yeah.
But then I have certainly been at the place where, and I think this is the way that it was described to me, where I feel like Jesus is sitting there next to me.
That's right. Because, you know, the Protestants do have this thing right, that, you know, Jesus is also my friend.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, but we live in that tension, okay, of Jesus, the transcendent, unknowable God
mm-hmm.
that can and does reveal himself to us in images in this world of space and time.
Yeah. And if we can only take the time to
right.
move into that sacred space fully.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy to do, especially in today's culture where we've got so many things bombarding us all the time.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people just don't go, I might have mentioned before, they don't even go out and look at the evening sky. I mean,
sure.
How can you have a sense of transcendence when light pollution from the city, you don't even see the sky,
right? Can't
right?
see the stars. Or, yeah.
Right. How can you live in awe, you know? So it is a hard thing for us. And then, of course, so many of us now are so, so stuck, riveted on media.
Yes.
That we have no sense at all of quietude.
Right.
Where God can speak to us. We're hungry for sacred space and time. That's where we're going to get our ultimate fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I think that's great. Covered sacred space, I think.
Yeah. And so we'll get more of the specifics in the next podcast, which is a lot of fun. All this is a lot of fun, isn't it, Dan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
God bless you. Bye.
Okay. Take care, everybody. And we'll see you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another Deep Dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.